Thank you, Rob Martier. Rob's going to come down in studio to hang out with us a little bit because we're going to have a little fun this half hour. It's been a little serious today with United Airlines and all going on here in Chicago. But joining us in studio right now is Agnes and Vikram Singh from Kama Indian Bistro in LaGrange. Hey, guys, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for coming in. Okay. So we asked you to come in because I told Lise, I said, you know what? The weather's been so great this weekend that I love to sit out on the porch, have friends over, and make some drinks and hang out. So I said, Lise, let's find somebody to come in and tell us some great drinks to make so we can hang out with our friends on the porch. And she said, these guys are great. Let's bring them in. But you guys have more than just fun drinks. You guys have a restaurant called the Kama Indian Bistro in LaGrange. So what do you guys serve there?
Yeah, so we started the restaurant in 2009, and what we started doing was trying to make fresh Indian food made from scratch using all fresh ingredients. My father was a top chef in India. Mm-hmm. We wanted to just bring that freshness of Indian food. We grind all the spices in-house. We make everything from scratch, or cheese or yogurt, all the stocks. And we make it to order, even soups, everything. And we serve everything from traditional Indian to modern American food with Indian flavors.
Yeah, that's what I was curious because I will admit, I'm not an Indian food lover.
We'll make you one.
You will make me one?
Yes.
It seems like there's an American style of a person that's just very averse to, I don't eat fish, I don't eat any, I'm kind of a meat and potatoes-y type of guy. I've gotten better as I've gotten older, but there's still paths I haven't crossed. And Indian food scares me.
Yeah, it does. And I think a lot of people have this misconception that Indian food is all spicy.
Yeah.
It's hot, but it's spicy in a comforting way. We use
what does that mean?
Well, you know, and one of the dishes that we actually have brought in for you, and if you want to try it, but it's a lamb shank. And it's basically lamb cooked in our homemade lamb stock, lamb shanks. And we make the stock overnight, 12 hours. And then we cook the lamb shank, braise the lamb shank in the stock for almost 4 hours. And the spices in there is nothing hot. The spices are used to cinnamon, black cardamom, nutmeg, star anise. It's very, very comforting. And it's a very rich sauce. We put a little French twist to it. We thicken it with a little roux. So to give that little buttery taste, so balances the spiciness. And the lamb shank is off the bone. You can literally, if you want meat and potatoes, that's meat. Put some potatoes in it.
Yeah. Well, I was reading that you guys also have dishes like black peppered Chilean sea bass, sockeye salmon with mango chutney, tamarind glazed ribs, and lamb tacos. So it's not just, you know, hardcore Indian. It's all over the place a little bit.
And I think that's because we started in LaGrange where, you know, there's not a native Indian population. A lot of our customers were, you know, like you kind of scared in the beginning, like not sure. Now we have 95-year-old grandmas who come there, you know, once a month.
Yeah.
And they love the food. And one thing we have actually gone out to prove is you can make Indian food very mainstream American because the freshness of the food, the freshly made dish for you speaks to everyone. And it's not, you don't have to make food too hot. We in a small restaurant like ours, we use 900 pounds of tomatoes a week because we start from fresh tomatoes.
Wow.
And we make these sauces every day. And when it's served to you, you can taste the freshness. And I think that's what people come back for. And of course, it's seasoned with Indian spices. And not only food. And, you know, Agnes does an amazing job with drinks. Now, we've taken what we do with the food in terms of the fresh ingredients and Indian spices and said, you know, what can we do with drinks and make them interesting? And Agnes will talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about drinks. I want to ask you a little bit more. Vikram, so your father was a top chef in India. Did you grow up in India or did you
I grew up in India. I came here to do my PhD. I got a scholarship to go to Northwestern. And then I, you know, did some jobs. I was a management consultant and I traveled quite a bit. But, you know, everywhere I traveled, I tried Indian food. And to me, just never satisfied. It was just it was a little bastardized version of what we are used to getting in India. And I think a lot of that is because of the buffet culture that has taken over Indian food. We wanted to do just everything fresh. We never actually ever had a buffet. We do have an Easter buffet this Sunday, but that's only maybe two buffets we do the whole year. And that was the whole philosophy. And we started like a 40-seat restaurant in 2009. Now it's grown to, we're going through some remodeling. It's going to go to 130 seats.
Oh, wow.
So we've expanded and it's in LaGrange. And people tell me if you can make Indian restaurants successful in LaGrange, you can make Indian restaurants successful anywhere. I think it's, you know, it's because it's fresh. You know, people understand that and they come back for it.
Yeah, I would imagine that's true. Now, so I'm told that you and Agnes left your corporate jobs to found this. So you're Indian. Agnes, you're not Indian. You're Polish.
I'm Polish. I do not look like Indian at all. Some guys, they come in saying, oh, my gosh, we want just to see the restaurants because we heard there's a Polish lady running Indian restaurant and there is there's not even a single Indian person in the front. So like, how it's possible?
Yeah.
So we got so many Polish guests, Lithuanian, all Eastern European. They're just coming and trying Indian food for the first time. So
and she'll bring me out once in a while just to show there's an Indian person.
Yeah, just to prove some authenticity here.
Yes.
And so you mix the menu up a little bit. Are there any Polish dishes that you work in at all over the years?
You know, once in a while we have done specials like pierogies. My favorite dish, Polish dish, is gomki.
Okay.
And actually, when our parents come here, we do make an Indian version of gomki. Actually, they take our spices, and they're now making Polish food in Poland with Indian spices. So, I mean, that's fusion right there. You know, that's good. And in the restaurant, not so, but personal level, yes, we have done a lot of Polish food at home.
See, that's what we have to find out. They say if you can, you know, do an Indian restaurant in LaGrange, you can do it anywhere. So
yes.
Now you have to do one in Poland and see if that's really true.
I've been talking to her about it. She's not on board yet, eventually.
All right, so Agnes, tell me what we're sipping here. Agnes, is there a drink here for Rob yet? Here. Rob, try that out. That is a non-alcoholic drink, Agnes.
Yes, we're starting with the non-alcoholic for now.
So Rob will not drink very much of that. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, it's good.
It's really good.
We got alcohol coming.
That was very good.
What is that we're drinking, Agnes?
So having access to all these amazing spices, we really wanted to bring them to our beverage program, and that will be one of the representations. So this is just a lemonade. So we made a twist on it. We're using ginger roots, turmeric roots. So we're boiling them with some honey. So there's a honey water in that as well. And then we're adding some spices. You're adding some cardamom, some star anise. We're adding some chilies and cloves. And once the mix is pre-made, you're just adding the shots, adding some fresh squeezed lemon, and then just a fresh mint, and here we go.
Yeah, it's sort of like a little bit of a mojito in a weird way, right?
Yes.
Yeah, this is really good. Okay, so tell us, so that's something that you can make and drink at home, and you could just add some alcohol if you want to.
Anytime.
Yes. And what would you add to that?
Love tequila.
Tequila.
I love gin. I think gin this summer, it's going to be quite popular. Things from Europe, they're coming back to US, and more people, they open to that. They're looking to the qualities of the gins. There's so many of them out there. So actually, a couple of the drinks which we're going to talk today about, that will be gin base. So any mix like that, just add a couple of those shots, and you're good to go any time of the day.
One thing I'll add is ginger and turmeric has these very amazing health properties. It's used in Indian cuisine for a very long time. You know, they say the rate of cancer in Indian population is fairly low, and they attribute that to ginger and turmeric. I'm not sure, you know, how scientifically accurate that is. But if you're having lemonade and fresh ginger, fresh turmeric, you can get. Many stores will have it. Mint and honey and some spices. You have a great version of lemonade that is healthier than the regular lemonade. Regular lemonade is not bad, but this is even, you know, it takes it up a notch, and it adds a whole bunch of flavors that you're not used to.
Yeah.
And I think, and even if you don't have fresh turmeric, fresh ginger, you can put some fresh the turmeric powder. You can experiment with that a little bit. But these ingredients now are easily available in Asian stores and even Mexican stores. A lot of these ingredients are present.
So one thing I think maybe would scare people off a little bit, Agnes, is you were talking about what goes into this drink. It sounds like a lot. It sounds like, oh man, I got to get a lot of ingredients. I got to put them all together. I got to do that right, because if you put them together wrong, this could turn out bad. Is this a difficult drink to make?
Not at all. Once again, you can pre-make a batch for in 2 weeks, keep it in a cooler, and just use a couple of shots for each glass. As Vikram mentioned, the only thing you can really keep as a fresh ingredient would be ginger. Ginger roots are really important to have them really fresh.
Okay.
Rest of them, it's all powder. So turmeric, you can have it really, you know, you can get it everywhere.
Yeah.
Some spices, it's up to you if you want to spice it up or not. Black peppercorns are quite important. Your body needs the black peppercorn to really get the properties of the turmeric to absorb them. So
but
I
really,
that.
Yeah. But it's, you know, it's not to make this drink. You know, you're just boiling equal parts of turmeric and ginger. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that's fresh turmeric. So all you got to do is chop them up and put them in water, boil them. And I think for what's the ratio of the water and
I 1 to 4.
Yeah. So just, you know.
Well, Vikram, just at the point that you said, all you have to do is boil up some turmeric and chop it up. I'm like, all right, well, I'm making a drink, dude. Come on.
You know,
so,
one thing I'll propose, anyone who's listening to this show, they try this at home.
Yeah.
And if they don't like it, come to the restaurant.
I'm
and
sure they're
going to give them a big batch.
I'm sure they're going to love it. It's just the idea of making, you know, spending it. Listen, Colleen and I don't always make dinner at home because you got four kids at home and then you make dinner for an hour and a half and then 4 minutes they eat it and then you do dishes for 45 minutes. You know, it's tough to get yourself to do that sometimes. True. So I think about on the weekends, if friends are going to come over, we need an hour to boil the roots here to make the drink. I'm going to be like, all right, you know, let's just buy the mix.
And you can make a big batch that'll last you, you know,
that's
maybe
great.
A month.
Yeah.
And, you know, the biggest drinkers of this drink in the restaurant are kids. It's amazing how much they take up to this. They just love it.
And it's better for them than drinking some sugary lemonade,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Because how are you making the lemonade part? Are you just fresh squeezing
fresh
lemons?
Fresh squeezed lemon, yes.
Well, it's sweet, too, so the kids
it is.
Will
yeah.
like
oh,
it.
Kids would love this. My kids would love this. They would down this
once,
all day long.
Once the parents know that the kids love this drink, and next time they're coming, they're not ordering any Coke, Sprites.
Yeah.
That's the drink they want to get.
Yeah. All right, so give me another example of a great summery drink that we can make out on the porch.
So once again, focusing on gin and tonic is a big thing.
Sure.
And it's not going to be just gin and tonic, the Spanish style with these fresh ingredients. So you're adding some lemon zest or orange peel, you're adding some grapefruit, and then you're finishing it off with other herbs. Like you can add some mint, you can add some rosemary, some basil as well, and you just want to kind of build it up in a refreshing way. In Spain, at this point, they just adding so many colors. The drink itself just calls you for it. But these are just two main ingredients, which is so easy to access.
Yeah.
Of course, you want to start with a quality gin and a quality tonic. Then the rest of it, it's really up to you. So a couple of the dry spices, if you want to add to that as well. And then the peel of the fruits, it's quite important. So you're just going to add the oils of the peel. That's
well,
it.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you would be right.
Yeah.
And, you know, my favorite is the grapefruit that one we use at the restaurant. Just grapefruit is easily available. Peel the grapefruit and pour the gin. And we use the Fever Tree tonic water, which is the Mediterranean-style tonic water. And you just twist the grapefruit peel and just put it in there with some fresh mint. And, you know, and
so
over time.
So just a gin and tonic, a grapefruit peel, and some fresh mint.
It starts getting the grapefruit flavor out of the grapefruit and immerses that in the drink.
Hmm.
And trust me, I can have 5 or 6 of them in a day, and I would not feel it, and I want more. It's just amazing.
But not when you're cooking, right?
No.
We're talking about
when I'm eating, for sure, yes.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Agnes and Vikram Singh from Kama Bistro, Kama Indian Bistro in LaGrange, in studio with us. Some more tips for drinks for you to make this summer next, 720 WGN. The download with Justin Kaufman on 720 WGN. Matt Bubala filling in until 11 o'clock tonight. Dr. Julia Georgeson and Natalie Marks from Blum Animal Hospital are hanging out with us after 10. If you've got a question about your pets, they've also got some exciting news of a really cool thing that they're doing up in Blum. Joining us up at Blum, I should say. Rob Martier's in studio with us, and Vikram and Agnes Singh from Kama Indian Bistro in LaGrange. They're making drinks right now, Rob. I always get jealous when Patty does this. Every Friday night I come in at 2 a.m. Patty's got a whole like layout of a bar, of a buffet in here, and says, do you want a drink? And I said, I have to stay up till 5 talking on the radio. No, I can't.
Well, I just asked Vikram what goes Northwestern, gets his master's. I said, you know, did your parents look at you like you had 5 heads when you said, well, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to open up a restaurant.
Well, probably not, because it was Dad's business and they could understand that, right?
Yeah,
or what did they say?
Yeah, but Agnes had a problem with it.
she still has a problem with it, and I have to, like, you know, work extra hard to make her happy. But I think my parents always wanted to, you know, an Indian parent, engineering, doctor, lawyers, kind of. My father was kind of a unique in his way, that he actually opted to join the culinary programs, which was not a very sought-after career. But he understood, you know, what the talent challenges were. And he was kind of like, are you sure you want to do this? You got a good job. Why do you want to quit all of that?
Yeah.
And I just said, Dad, I'm tired of not eating good food, and I just want to have good food. That's it. And then, you know, that's how kind of it started. Of course, we wanted to start a restaurant. Ever since I saved $10,000, I think, I've been looking to open a restaurant.
Mm.
And I don't know why. It's just probably that's what we do in our family.
But a lot of people had to say that's a really good way to lose $10,000,
right?
Oh,
yeah, exactly. And But I think I could afford losing $10,000 at that point. And I said, okay, that's fine.
If you're willing to take the risk, it's a good risk to take, right?
Well, but you also said something interesting, that LaGrange, not your typical spot for Indian food, but you said that was probably a good move for you.
It is really, I think we learned a lot from it. It really expanded our horizons. We expanded people's horizons, they expanded ours. I think it's a good partnership in that way. Because if I was in an Indian neighborhood, maybe I would not have done baby back ribs. Maybe I was not doing tacos. Maybe I was not doing sea bass. And not that, you know, these are the ideas. I'm a foodie. I go out and eat. And the restaurant allowed me to now do things that I wanted to do, which being in LaGrange allowed me. And I think that was just probably one of the best things that happened to us.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Now, how long? So you guys have been open since 2009.
Yeah, October 18th, 2009. I remember.
Okay. Yeah. So you're coming up on 8 years in business. So that's really good for a restaurant.
Yeah.
And I think you've beat life expectancy for a restaurant at this point, right?
Yeah. And we are growing. I mean, we are going through an expansion in May where we are expanding our bar. So we started 40 seats. Mm-hmm. 40, really, hole in the wall. It was true hole in the wall, actually.
It was an Indian dive bistro, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, really. It was like literally a long, narrow restaurant. It was a hotel's reception. So let me tell you that. But that's the space used to be. And now we are around 95. And after May, we're going to go to 100, roughly 130.
Yeah. So now that you've done this for this long, are you a restaurateur for life? If you know, down the road, this restaurant doesn't work out, you get bored with it, you want to change things up, will you open another restaurant? Because restaurateurs open restaurant after restaurant after restaurant.
Yes, yes. And I think I am. We try to build, I mean, that's one of our philosophies. We want to build things for long term.
Yeah.
Not only the restaurant, but customer relationships. So we do try to do the right thing almost every time. Of course, it's not easy, but everything we do, you know, even employees, we want to take care of them for long term.
Yeah.
So this is built, I mean, I won't give you my age, but maybe
you don't
I should.
Have to. That's fine.
So I'm pretty young right now, but and I think I have a few more years to work really hard.
Sure.
And I want to establish this a little bit more. And I think we take up challenges more than anything else. We love it. So we might open another one in the city, and who knows where it goes from
there. I was going to ask, another location that has to be tempting after this many years.
Maybe when Agnes is not in the room, we'll talk about it.
Agnes, you can't answer from over there because you're making drinks, but you can shout out. Do you want another restaurant? No, you do not. It's hard enough, isn't it? Just keeping the one going.
It is.
Yeah, but, you know, I think she loves it. She loves the
Agnes,
whole
do you love it?
You know.
You don't love it.
She loves
honestly.
It. Yeah.
I love him.
You love Vikram. What she does for you, Vikram?
I mean, she is probably one of the reasons we are that successful. And she has brought that amazing attention to detail, frankly, that I don't have as much as she has. She's just like nonstop. She never stops.
But
she never compromises.
That's the perfect business relationship. I mean, somebody's kind of the ideas person. The other person is, this is how it gets done. And, you know, you find the common ground and make it work together.
It's amazing. She'll never make a compromise. And I will try to make a compromise.
Wait a minute. It's amazing. She'll never make a compromise. You have your restaurant, Vikram. She didn't want that in the first place.
Yeah,
that's compromise.
After that compromise, no more compromises.
Well, you're going to have trouble tonight, sir. Okay, I've got to let you guys go because we've got to get to the news. So what do we have here, Agnes?
So I've got gin and tonic. That's your mint and grapefruit.
Gin and tonic with mint and grapefruit.
Mm-hmm. Then another one, it is our ginger, orange, and rosemary.
Ginger, rosemary, and orange.
Yep.
Both gin and tonics.
Yes.
And what is the perfect, so you use Fever Tree Mediterranean tonic water, mm-hmm. and your gin of choice tonight was North Shore Distillery. Distiller's Gin Number 6. Okay, hold on. I got to try one of these out real quick.
It's a local distillery.
So this is the one with grapefruit?
Yes, grapefruit and mint.
Is there alcohol in that?
Yeah.
Because you can't even tell. It's so delicious. Let me try the one. This one's with orange. Oh, that's really good. Those are both really good. And you just made those. All you had were some ingredients here. You had an orange. You had a lemon. You had a grapefruit. You had a peeler. And you had what? Some mint and some ginger?
Yep. Mint, ginger, rosemary. That's all what you really need.
So it's really not as complicated as I thought it sounded earlier. You just have some different ingredients. You peel them. You twist them. You put them in the glass.
Yep.
Throw some ice in there. And there you go. And you're sitting on the porch having a good time in Chicago in the summer.
And trust me, in the summer, it's crisp. You can drink it all day.
You could if you have the time to do it. Vikram, you don't have that time. Agnes and Vikram Singh are running Kama Indian Bistro in LaGrange. What's the address?
It's 9 South LaGrange. We are in the heart of downtown LaGrange.
Just right near the train station?
Yeah, 2 minutes from train station, yes.
So that's good because you can take the train home afterwards. What's the website for people to go to for more
KamaBistro.com.
KamaBistro.com. KamaBistro.com. You guys, thank you so much for coming in tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank
you guys have a great night. News is next, 720 WGN.